This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
The phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to get you on the air this morning. Again, the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. Klaus Financial, you can find them online. Great website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about the team at Klaus Financial, learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up online for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can sign up and get a weekly email from Klaus Financial with a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast, that up at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that telephone number, 608-442-5637. Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's nice to have Malia back. Yes. It's been a couple weeks.
It is great to have Malia back. Malia, how are you?
I'm great. I was enjoying warmer weather where it was in the 70s every day. Ooh. And I was missing you guys just a little bit. Happy to be back, though.
It's great to have you back, and thanks for bringing the great weather back with you as well. And we've got an exciting conversation as well about Social Security. I know anytime we talk Social Security, we get some great calls, great questions. A lot of folks wonder about that, and it's a great opportunity right now to kind of beat that rush. Give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Another great thing we do on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Wayfair. I'll tell you a little more detail how you can win the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the show. Just a little tip, though. The question and answer typically come up during the program. And before we get to this week's topic, let's actually take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation amongst CJ and our other colleague with regards to inheritance and what people end up doing with their inheritances and how to, you know, plan for that once it might arrive on your doorstep, best ideas of what to do with it. So the question last week was, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what percentage of people who receive an inheritance spend it all at once? Is it 10% or more than 30%? So the correct answer was more than 30%. So obviously, take note of that. We would probably think you should plan if you were to receive an inheritance and not be one of those 30%. So shout out to our winner last week, Margaret of Brookfield, correctly answered that. So she's learned about this, and so have you now, Sean. So you can't be one of those 30%, okay?
Yes, exactly. And if you missed part of last week's program as well, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. Don't forget also, as we talk Klaus Quiz Question Week, that $25 gift card to Wayfair brought to you by our friends at Klaus Financial. Pay particularly close attention to each and every week's program, because always some great prizes, some great opportunities to win. One of the cool things we talk about on this show regularly is Social Security, and I've got to guess it's because everyone eventually wants to collect those benefits. But what should we be concerned about if we're still working, and how will that affect our benefits, CJ?
Yeah, so since there's so much to understand about Social Security and your benefits, we do try to regularly break down the nuts and the bolts of what your benefit may look like in the future. And of course, when might be the best time that you should begin taking those benefits. So one question we'll be focusing on today is, if you are planning on drawing your Social Security and continuing to work at the same time, we're going to discuss how that will affect your Social Security benefit. But before we answer that, let's begin with the when of when you should consider pulling your Social Security benefit. So again, we've talked about this on the show before, but just a quick kind of briefer for everybody. Step one is to evaluate how much income your other investments and retirement accounts will provide for you. So think IRAs, pensions, after-tax accounts. And of course, whether or not you will have any part-time working income or spousal working income. So you want to consider those other sources of income before determining when to draw Social Security. Step two would be to determine when your when your full retirement age is. So remember that your full retirement age represents when you are eligible to take your full unreduced benefit, at which time your working income will not affect your benefit. So listen carefully to what I'm saying here again. This is step number two, which is determining your FRA. Remember that your full retirement age, known as your FRA, represents when you are eligible to take your full benefit, which is unreduced, at which time your working income will not affect your benefit. So you can imagine this is pretty critical. So one way to find out what this is to go to ssa.gov, set up a login to view your account at any time. And of course, you'll be able to find out what your particular FRA is. Now, people go, what do you mean? Isn't FRA just a general age? And the answer is no, it actually, your FRA depends upon when you were born. So for those listening and who want to know their FRA, I will actually tell it to you, but you're going to have to do a little bit of listening and application on your own. So here's a quick reference. For anyone born between 1943 and 1954, so think if that applies to you, your full retirement age for Social Security is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, you get the idea. Unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what yours is because if you were born in 55 or 57 or 59, it varies based upon when you were born in that range I just mentioned. But again, if you're born between 1955 and 1959, it's 66 plus some number of months. And finally, if you were born after or 1960 or later, and I'm raising my hand right now because that's me, right? If I was born 1960 or later, then your full retirement age is 67. Okay, so for every living American right now, basically your full retirement age was either 66, 66 plus some number of months, or it's 67. Now, you can choose to take your benefit as early as age 62. We've talked a lot about this on this show, but just remember what I mentioned before, that full retirement age amount is your unreduced full benefit, at which point your working income will not affect your benefit. So what you should be thinking to yourself is, well, if I draw before my full retirement age, there must be some impact to my benefit or my income. And that is exactly right. So you need to remember that your benefit will be reduced if you draw it before your full retirement age. So for example, if your full retirement age is 66 and you decide to start receiving retirement benefits at, say, 62, you will only get 75% of the monthly benefit you would have received if you had waited till 66. And people go, well, what is that all about? Well, listen, you're drawing 4 years earlier. So it makes sense, right? You're getting four additional years of income that you wouldn't have received otherwise. So that's why they're reducing your benefit. Now, again, if your full retirement age is 66 and you decide to draw 1 year early, you will get 93.3% of your monthly benefit. So again, if you draw before your full retirement age, two things will happen. One is you will get a reduction in your benefit that will be permanently reduced. You will get cost of living adjustments every year thereafter, but you will be permanently reduced. And the second thing that will happen is that you will have potentially have to be careful of how much you earn outside of that Social Security. So if you are retiring in 2023 and reaching your full retirement age this year as well, again, retiring in 2023, but you're reaching your FRA in 2023, the earnings limit for you is $56,520 before Social Security will deduct from your benefit. Yes, I did just say that. So again, you are actually capped on how much you can earn while simultaneously drawing Social Security if you are not yet full retirement age. So again, if you're turning full retirement age in 2023, your earnings cap is $56,520. If you go over that earnings cap, then Social Security will deduct $1 of your Social Security for every $3 you earn until the month you reach your full retirement age. Now, you should know that cap only applies to the months before reaching your full retirement age. So if you turn it in August of this year, they're going to look at your earnings between January and August of this year for that cap.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on that website or pick up the phone and give them a call. Don't forget that first appointment with Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Their number is 608-442-5637. And, of course, online, klossfinancial.com. Anything else, CJ, that we need to keep in mind, that we need to think about if we do take Social Security and are earning money before our FRA?
Yeah, the only other point I would make, because some people go, 56,000, gosh, I thought it was more like 18, 19, 20,000. Well, it is. It is if you're not turning full retirement age in the calendar year that you decide to draw. So I just mentioned if you're turning your FRA, let's say your FRA is 67 or 66, and you decide to draw Social Security now, let's say 6 months before you turn your FRA, well, that's where that $56,520 limit comes in. But that's not typically what people will do. They'll say, no, I wanna draw at 63, which is way before my full retirement age, and I also wanna continue working. Well, your earnings cap would be $21,240 per year. So again, if you are earning over $21,240 per year when you start drawing at 63, then for every $2 over that amount, Social Security will reduce your benefit by $1. So listen, I've seen some people try to do this. They sign up for Social Security at 63. They're earning 100 grand a year. They sign up. Social Security says, great, we'll pay you. And a month later, they send you a letter saying we've stopped your benefit because they go, you're making too much money. You can't double dip. You can only do that full double dipping when you reach your full retirement age. So listen, this concept of the earnings offset and limitations is super, super complicated. We would just say this is not a do-it-yourselfer strategy. We would generally suggest talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor. If you are planning on both working and drawing Social Security before your full retirement age, talk to a professional.
Really important details to be aware of this morning as we're chatting with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Love to get your question this morning at 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. You got the telephone number here at the station to get on the air, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. So you've already reached FRA and you still want to work. What do you need to know? We'll find out from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Chatting with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. And of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge. For that initial get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week, Social Security and work, how they mix, some things you need to know about if you are going to be working and collecting Social Security. And we talked about if you're going to take it before your FRA, what happens if you've already reached your full retirement age and you still want to work, Malia?
Yes, that's a great question. And so for most people, once you've reached your FRA, you need to understand there's no limit to your earnings, and then therefore your Social Security benefit's not going to be affected, as CJ was pointing out. And then your benefit can actually grow as a result as well. So if you're looking to receive the highest dollar benefit, you still may consider waiting to take your benefit. And the reason for that is, yes, you could take it at your full retirement age, but we've mentioned this, the delayed retirement credits, the DRCs, if you do wait beyond that FRA, so say it's 67, and you decide to wait till the last point, which is age 70, you can actually receive an increase, a benefit increase of up to 8% per year. So this is really important for people to understand, and this portion hasn't changed for quite a long time as far as understanding you could qualify for those DRCs. But you have to also understand that these numbers CJ threw out this morning are constantly changing every year. So you might not be retiring for 5 years, so you don't need to really worry about what that number is. Just know it's a moving number, usually increasing according to inflation of where your income limits are. So keep that in mind. We want to point out, though, that with the DRCs, the delayed credits, they do stop accruing at age 70. So whether you filed or not, they stop. So there's almost no reason that we usually see for you not to pull once you reach age 70, as you're not going to see an increase in your benefits. So net impact is, for most people, not everyone, it's usually smarter to wait if you want to see your monthly check be as big as possible.
Really informative stuff this morning from our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. First appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. So anytime we talk anything, and it's important, question is the tax word. And do you have to pay taxes on your Social Security benefit, Malia?
Just you, Sean. It's always just you. You know, and again, this is what I'm saying. It may not apply to you specifically today. You might not be retiring for a few years, and that's where people scratch their head because they go, well, I feel like when my parents were getting Social Security, they didn't have to pay taxes on it or whatever. And so the truth is, if you go back now, it's almost 40 years, Social Security was not taxable. But guess what? Today, at least at a federal level, most Social Security is federally taxable. So there's circumstances, of course, and the circumstances are such. If you file a federal return as an individual and your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax of up to 50% of your benefits. So 50% doesn't mean you're paying 50%, but you may be taxed, pay an income tax of up to 50%. And if you have more than $34,000, up to 85% of that Social Security benefit could be taxable. If you're filing a joint return, those numbers go up. Essentially, if you're making more than $44,000 combined, up to 85% also of your benefits may be taxable. Now, I mentioned this is federal, okay? Mm-hmm. There are many, many states that do not tax your Social Security benefit. However, there's about a dozen that do. So, you know, that's the bad list. We don't want to be on the bad list, and none of our states in this area are, but states such as Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Minnesota, et cetera, they actually do tax Social Security. So you need to be aware of this when you're making your decision where to retire, that could come into play, and be aware of that.
Really vital information as we talk about some of the obviously different states, different rules of that. And real quick, Malia, when you mentioned that you have to pay tax on up to 50% of your benefits, I love and I understand why this happens, but it seems like every time people hear that, they think, I'm going to get taxed 50%. And just to clarify, right, that's exactly
it. Exactly. That's what we want to be specific. People start having a heart attack when I say that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Very, very important distinction there. And great information, as always, from retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online about Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Mention some of the different states that tax Social Security. You can actually see some of the areas where Kloss has offices, as well as clients across. They got a cool little map that's kind of neat to see. So check that out online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5 5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you with, again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. We'll talk about if you're considering taking benefits this year, how to apply, what you need to know there. We'll also do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It's going to be an action-packed segment. We'll take your call as well at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As we continue our conversation with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
It's Money in Motion, Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website there. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And the phone lines are open for your question here at the station. You get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Terry joins us. Terry, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a question regarding an RMD. I am 71, and I have two annuities of which I have been drawing a monthly annuity, I guess it's called, and I'm wondering when I reach 72 and will have to do the RMD, since I've been taking that monthly amount out of the annuities, if that will put me in a different situation with the RMDs where that will qualify for meeting the RMD obligation?
Oh, such a great question. So there's a few things going on here in your question. I guess first things first, your new RMD age is 73. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not 72, it's 73 for you.
Okay.
It's the year in which you turn 73, although technically speaking, it's called your required beginning date would be April 1st of the year following when you turn 73. But for simplicity, just think I need to pull my first RMD in 73, at when I turn 73, whatever calendar year that falls in. The second thing that's going on is you asked about an annuity income stream, and the answer is it depends. It depends on if those annuities are IRA annuities. If they are IRA annuities, because people don't distinguish between these things, right? It's like, well, it's an annuity. And we go, well, I understand that, but is it a non-qualified annuity or is it an IRA annuity? If it's an IRA annuity, which it sounds like it may be, then the income you are receiving off of that annuity would count towards meeting your minimum distribution. Therefore, you may already be meeting that minimum distribution when you reach 73 because you're already pulling enough out to meet it. Maybe. I say maybe. Because on the other hand, if it is not an IRA annuity, if it's what we call a non-qualified annuity and you're receiving income off of that, then the answer would be no, it does not count towards meeting your minimum distribution. Because remember, RMDs are assessed on all of your pre-tax retirement dollars. So to answer your question, it depends, but certainly you could call into our office and, you know, we could look at statements for you and give you a direct answer if you wanted us to.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Terry,
thank you
for the call. Great question this morning. Of course, chatting with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And again, the telephone number is 608-442-5637. So if you're thinking about maybe starting taking your benefit this year, one, lucky you, that is awesome. How and when would somebody apply? And also, when is the earliest I could receive benefits?
Yeah, so we mentioned this before, but the earliest you can apply for benefits is beginning at age 62. Now, I should disclaim, this is off of your own record. There is the potential that if you become disabled, you can qualify for what are called Social Security disability income payments. Or if you're a widow or widower, you can also start drawing as early as age 60. But again, assuming those situations don't apply to you and you're just thinking of Social Security retirement benefits off of your own record, then the earliest you can draw is age 62. But as we talked about, that would be a reduced benefit from your FRA. Now, to answer the other question is how can I apply? You can file for your retirement or your spousal benefits online. You can go to ssa.gov and the first box on the left says online services. You click on this and it'll bring you to a popular online services and you can pick the one that says apply online. Or you can call Social Security and I'll give you that telephone number. I'll give just a second. Again, I'm about to give you the phone number, so grab a pen and paper. That phone number is 800-772-1213. Again, you might have to wait on hold for quite a while, but if you can get somebody, you could also apply over the phone or ask questions. And then finally, the third option is to just set up an appointment with the local Social Security office. There's a number of them around here in Dane County. Of course, that's how to apply. The next question is, when do I want to apply? You know, once you've determined, you know, I'm going to start it at 62 or 63 or my full retirement age, the question is like, do I apply the day I want my benefits to start? And the answer is no. So you can apply up to 4 months before you turn age 62 or 3 months before you want your benefits to start. So I just encourage you, think of that 3 month window. That's a really good timeline to think of. If I want my benefits to start at 62 or 65 or 66, whatever that time is, think to yourself, I should start applying about three months in advance. And once you've applied, it could take up to 3 months to receive your first payment, which is the reason we say sign up 3 months in advance, because Social Security is think of it as like this massive locomotive. Right? If you've ever seen like a big train, it takes a lot of energy to move that massive train. But once it gets moving, it also takes a lot of energy to what? To stop it. And so Social Security is just like that. It takes a lot of effort and time and energy to get that Social Security benefit started for you. But once it starts, it's pretty consistent. So you want to give yourselves about 3 months in advance to get signed up. And by the way, what we have actually seen is that even if you apply 2-3 months in advance, it's very often that first payment will be delayed. Again, just back to the big locomotive takes a while to start. They will start your benefit on the date that you request, as long as you request it early enough, but it might take a while and then they double pay you. And then again, the locomotive is moving and suddenly you're getting paid, you know, on a monthly basis.
Really? Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Well, the only other thing I was going to say is also, if you are 65, you can apply for Medicare and Social Security at the same time on the Social Security website. So just a little FYI there.
Really important. That's really, really cool to know. Real quick, before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, another great feature of the program and a great opportunity at KlossFinancial.com is to submit a question to be answered here online with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. This week, Luis writes in, she says, I'm looking to retire in the next 5 years and wondering if I need to start saving more into my 401k to make sure I have enough when I stop working. I currently put away 10% of my salary and my employer matches up to 3%. What are your thoughts and can you offer me any direction? That's from Luis.
Well, first things, again, thank you, Luis, as you just said there, Sean. We always appreciate people submitting questions. And Can you save more? The answer would be yes, you can, and often you should. So as a matter of fact, if you're unaware of this, once you turn age 50, the IRS allows what are called catch-up contributions. And it sticks, doesn't it? Because you're thinking, I'm trying to catch up on the years that I had children or a mortgage or whatever it might be. I wasn't able to save as much. Or maybe you were just, you know, young and dumb and didn't think about retirement, and now you're getting a little bit older and you want to save more. The point being, once you turn 50, they give you more of an allowance to put into your retirement account. So those numbers, by the way, are if you're under the age of 50, you can put $22,500 into your 401k. But if you're over the age of 50, you can put up to $30,000 into your 401k. So that's that kind of catch-up differential. And then similarly, if you're under the age of 50, for an IRA, I think the limit is $6,500. If you're over the age of 50 for an IRA, it's $7,500. So there's those kind of catch-up concepts. So yes, to answer your question, Louise, we would suggest that you do consider saving more into your retirement account. But again, my quick disclaimer is, I also don't know how much you have in an emergency reserve. I don't know what other debts you have. So you're probably going to want to eventually talk to an advisor just to make sure that you know, saving more is the right thing to do versus maybe paying down debt. So hopefully you understand my point there.
Really important stuff there and great question, Louise. Don't forget, you too can be like Louise. If you ever have a question, you can email Klaas Financial. Just head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website there, again, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Wayfair. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earnings limit for Social Security if you are reaching full retirement age this year, 2023, and begin to claim your benefit? Is it $25,000 or $56,520? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Wayfair. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it is always great chatting with you. You guys enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
See you again. Thanks. See you, CJ. News comes your way next, right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.